Hello, people of the interwebs. Welcome to episode 20 of Shut Up and Listen. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. Maverick's in the house. Episode 20, just the way I like them.
Yeah. Are you going to say that every episode?
Probably till we get to, 32, 3, maybe 4.
I was going for 84. But
maybe 40 if she's really good looking.
Yeah.
She's a cougar. Cougar.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Yeah, speaking of cougars. Or not cougars, I don't know. This is a Shiner Light Blonde. Also just the way I like them. Light blonde. Not, well, I guess any blonde. Dirty blonde especially. Oh. Platinum blonde, I'll take it.
Just hot chick. That's pretty much the only requirement.
Yep, that's it. I only have one requirement for a girl. Ridiculously good looking.
To have a vagina?
Also... You must have been a girl your entire life.
Yeah.
We were talking at work about, man, we need to go to Thailand. That would be awesome. You know, just, you know, walk down the street with a $20 bill and just, you know, get 12 or 13 hooers. But we want to make sure they've been women their entire lives.
You probably wouldn't find any then.
Who knows? What would you do? What would you do if you found out that you just banged a chick that wasn't a...
Kill her and then kill myself.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, goodness. The stuff we talk about at work. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We were just another random story. We were listening to The Fighter and the Kid. I'm going to plug the podcast. It's Brian Callen. Brian okay. The Kid Callen. He's a comedian. He's hilarious. He's the...
That's the penis song
yeah,
guy?
Yeah. Big Dick Bandits. And Brendan Shaw, who's a UFC fighter. And for a 47-year-old man and a 30-year-old man who fights for a living, well, he does a lot of things, but they say pee-pee a lot.
Oh, why not?
And it makes me happy. Because it's like, all right, I don't have to grow up. Those guys haven't grown up. I don't have to.
And they're doing all right in life.
They're doing great.
What do you have for tonight? I have 4 open letters.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off.
No joke.
I've got Grind My Gears and Dr. Jeff.
Yeah? Did you print out the questions?
Fuck. No.
Fuck no.
No.
I sat there and I was like, huh, I could do the questions now. Nah. I'll just sit here and kill someone on GTA 5 instead.
You could just email them to me is what you could do. Is just or message them straight from your Apple iPod phone device.
I can do that.
Yeah. Maybe instead of printing them out.
Next time.
Save paper. The hippies will love you.
No. Well, then I'm going to print one line per page.
Multiple copies. Oh, that was me. Sorry. At the glass desk. I have some lubes. I have quite a long list of lubes, actually. I have some ideas I was going to bounce off of you. Just some ideas of things we could do.
All right.
Or I could do. Or, you know, whatever. I don't know.
For both at the same time.
It's been known to happen. So.
All right. Well, here, I'll go ahead and give you the choices and you can start thinking about it. And we can just go into grind my gears and then loop gears.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It can either be about Seal.
Yes. Yeah. Carry over from last time.
It can be about someone we mutually know that I won't mention their name, but you'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Know-it-alls.
Yeah. I know a few of those.
And parents that don't control their kids at stores, restaurants, whatever.
Okay. I'm going to say right now, that's one of them.
Okay.
That's one of them. I kind of want to save that one to last, though.
The parents that don't control their kids?
Yeah.
It can be last.
And, okay, the other one, I hate keeping the Seal one going, but I kind of want to do the one...
Of the mutual person?
Yeah, the person I know. Yeah.
All right. And it's strictly anger, and if she ever hears it, she'll probably never talk to me again. I don't give a fuck.
You know.
Well, we can grind some gears.
Yeah, we could. I've got a couple, but they're not, like, I don't have a list, so you should do yours first.
Okay. The right stuff, low price, every day.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Maple, broken record, the name Philip, gnomes, Mexican rodents,
mm-hmm.
Anything above par.
Yeah.
Sleepless nights, rejection, protection, country and rap combined.
Horrible.
Knights.
Wait, like.
Canites.
Canites?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like them?
No.
Knights and white satin? What? Were they singing about canites and white satin or knights and white satin?
I don't. I think N-I-G-H-T.
Moody Blues.
Indians with the dots and with the feathers. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yeah, who cares?
When you send a dick pic to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Nerves. Cycles, which includes billing, weather, and female.
And bi.
Yeah.
Bicycles.
Yeah. Sailor suits. Popeye. The Cold War, concentration camps, nothing about them screams concentration.
Yeah.
Anne Frank, Frankie Muniz, rockabilly, old car smell, waking up before I go-go, denim, yeah. Jenny McCartney, the Pope, gumbo, Dumbo, mumbo jumbo, the smell of dirty fish, your mom's casserole dish,
ooh.
The Amish, aches and pains, one lane, people that are vain, being insane, Notre Dame.
You're rapping.
Burning my hand in a flame, working, jerking, twerking, and the boogeyman lurking.
Wow, Jeff, that was your introduction into the rap business. Sorry, the rap business.
Put a beat to it.
Yeah.
It'll be in the clubs.
Hey, put that on the mixtape. Two things. I do like gumbo, I'll have to say that. And is your mother's casserole dish, is that a euphemism for something else?
No.
Okay.
It sure. Could be.
Yeah. I mean, it immediately followed
dirty fish smell.
So I thought, could be the same thing.
I'll leave it up to your imagination.
That's right. We are, I just completely lost the word I was going to say.
Drunk?
We not yet. We condone the use of imaginations.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. And just because, I'm going to name off my grocery list. Kit Kats, caffeine-free Pepsi and potatoes.
There you go. That's quite a list.
Yep, that's all.
What kind of potatoes?
Rustin.
Okay. Russet.
Russet, yeah.
Those are good. I'm going to tell a dream that I had the other night. This dream involves the place where you're employed, where I used to be employed.
Okay.
So, was working there at this place, and this place sells firearms, right?
Yes.
And for some reason, I was working at this place that sells firearms to use as a front to run a firearm business.
Okay.
Makes sense already.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was selling illegal arms or whatever. And so this deal's going down, and I've got some people coming on site. I think they were Asian. And so, you know, we're going to make this deal, and, you know, someone's going to get the money or the merchandise or whatever. And so while they're doing that, and I guess they didn't think I was paying attention, one of the guys picks up my phone and unlocks it, looks on it, and I see he's looking at some, like, guitar pedal effects that I apparently own. And one of them, I guess, was worth $102,000. And for some reason, the price was under the picture of it. And so I see this guy, and I'm like, this is bad news. He knows I have a $102,000 guitar effects pedal.
Right.
And so they start doing their stuff and checking out the merchandise or counting the money, whatever. And I pull my co-conspirator aside. I don't know who it is. And I'm like, this guy over here, he's got to go. We've got to take him out because he knows that I have that effects pedal and that it's worth $102,000. And so I'm like, we're in the warehouse or in the shipping, receiving. I'm like, I don't think we should do it here. I think people might wonder what's going on back here. That was the end of the dream. Awesome. Don't know. Don't know if we took him down or not.
Pretty sure you did.
Probably. I remember I had a gun in my pocket, because who doesn't, you know, working there?
And you weren't happy to see him.
Apparently not. Yeah, it was not. Just weird. I don't know.
Pretty random, man.
Maybe it was a dream to spawn a legit business, a legit illegal firearms business.
Exactly.
Using that place of employment. I think it'll work.
No, definitely.
Why not?
Lubes.
Lubes. Oh, my goodness. Are you ready for this? I have it memorized, actually. Number one, obviously.
Boobies.
Boobs. Boobs. Number two, tits. Three, bunnies. Four, alligators.
Okay.
Elephants. Rhinoceroses. Hippopotamuses. Foxes. Giggity. Lions. Koala bears. Polar bears. Panda bears. Cougars. Giggity. Tigers. Especially Siberian tigers. The white ones. Did I say elephants? I've lost track already. Elephants. Falcons. Eagles. Hawks. Owls. Wolves. Puppy doggies. Kitty catties. How come you don't say kitty catties? How come you say dog and doggy, but not cat and catty?
Because cats are stupid.
I'm going to say kitty catties. I like kittens. I don't like cats. I lost my place now.
I like pussy. I just don't like cats.
Yeah, we'll throw that one on there. Pussy. Cats. Ugh. Where was I? Oh, that's probably not good.
Kitty cats.
My puppy doggy is eating this chopstick. I just thought he would chew on it. That's it. Zebras. That was the other. Oh, giraffes. Giraffes was the other one. That's it.
All right. Like a lot of animals.
I do like a lot of animals. Those are my favorites.
Okay.
Not crocodiles. Notice I listed alligators, but not crocodiles. Yeah. Here's a reason for that.
Well, why don't you share with us the reason?
It's all about their noses. You got some messed up noses, those crocodiles.
Yeah.
So.
Screw you, crocodiles.
Yeah, if there's anything that I care about, it's noses, no matter what you are.
All right. I guess I can do one of my open letters.
Oh, do it. Do the person one.
Okay.
I'm excited about this. I'm going to feel stupid if I don't know who it is.
Oh, you will. Hey, bitch.
Oh, yep, I know who it is already.
Thanks for using me when you first came back to town and didn't have many friends while you were going through a divorce. I appreciate that. It's good to know as soon as you found someone to date, you just dropped me and never looked back. I'm done with you. Good luck with life. Take that back. I don't give a shit anymore. If I was going to be used, you could at least suck my dick or something.
Isn't that right?
I listened to all your bullshit and got nothing in return. Not a pee-pee touch, sex, or being able to count on you when I've struggled and needed to vent. I was loyal and stuck up for you when people would talk shit because I thought you would do the same. But your true character shows with lack of effort on your part. If for some reason your relationship doesn't work out, don't try to fucking contact me. Find another some dude to talk to or jump into another relationship. If you try to contact me, I will make you cry. This open letter is my way of getting my frustration off my chest and moving on. This is Jeff, signing off with a thanks for nothing and go fuck yourself. You're dead to me.
Yes. I was gonna suggest that this person only contact you if she wants to S on the D, but then I thought, don't know if she deserves the privilege of that.
Yeah.
So, just see you.
Yep, done.
Oh, well. I know what you mean.
Oh, my other open letter was about Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Yeah, it can wait.
Yeah, that one can wait. Just what... Put her in the box with Seal. See what happens.
Yeah.
Goodness. I've got some suggestions I want to throw out there. Well, it's mainly just one. I had a couple of ideas down, but I thought, oh, I can just kind of tie all these together. Like maybe I want to start doing a top five list of something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like top five movies that were based off of true events.
All right.
Which that could be kind of serious. I mean, it doesn't have to be goofy, right? We don't have to do all goofy stuff.
No, definitely not.
For all the parents listening, some awesome science fair projects.
Yeah.
But I can condense that into a top five. And then for all the partiers out there, you know, we could do something like the top five awesome party themes.
Yeah.
You know, like Holocaust, something like that.
Right.
You know, just
Or Nude Beach.
Nude Beach, yeah, that also works. Or Prison Shower.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I might come up with some of those.
That'd be great. I think we should do all three.
Maybe I'll take some user? Oh, I always say user. Listener submitted ideas. So I could do like my top five and then the top five user submitted. I said user again. Listener submitted.
Well, I guarantee you some of the people that listen are users. So it's okay.
So yeah, maybe that'll be a video debut of Maverick and I prompting the, we'll say it, users to come up with some ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
You think that's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try it a couple weeks. If it sucks, then...
I don't think it'll suck. We're too awesome for that.
That's true. That is true. I mean, I forgot who we were talking to.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about right on time.
Right on schedule. In case the watchers, I've changed it from viewers to watchers. Just sounds better. I'm still in my work clothes, which of course means American flag thong and velvet robe. So it's just been a long day. So.
Yeah, all I've got on is a tube sock and my glasses.
Yeah, it's
a huge tube sock.
It's a shag tube sock. Yeah, but it's really thin.
Yeah, you got to fit it in tight places, man.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Maverick thought that was funny.
Hey, ow.
He is restless because I've been neglecting him because I've been doing homework.
Yeah, homework's no fun.
It's not fun.
I've got to do some, the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. I'll finish mine tonight.
Yeah, but it's going all right. I suck at math. I'm in retard math, but yeah. I'm getting through it.
That's all right. Lots of things don't need math, like porn stars.
Right.
Rappers.
Right.
So all you need to know...
They don't even need English.
All you need to know is as far as numbers is what year it is, you know, which is easy because you can just...
Look on the calendar.
Yeah. 2015. You know, that's it. And possibly the number of people you've shot or the number of times you've been shot yourself.
Or number of hookers you're going to get that night.
That is true. Yeah.
Or number of... I lost it.
Yeah. But you can count those things on, you know, your fingers. So easy. You don't actually need maths.
That's true.
Nice.
All right. I guess I can do this open letter about people that don't control their kids.
Are you going to save Dr. Jeff till the end?
Oh, I forgot. Let me do Dr. Jeff.
He's Dr. Jeff.
That's me.
He only gives bad advice. It's a prototype jingle there.
But that's not true. I give great advice.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Maverick is escaping from the studio, the confines of the studio.
Oh. All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff, where did your name come from? Signed, interested names. Dear weirdo, from my parents.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
Dr. Jeff, why should people listen to the podcast you have with Brandon? Signed, I don't get it. Dear person, the real question is, why shouldn't they listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
That's the real...
Yeah, we're awesome and ridiculously good looking.
Yeah, so that's three good reasons right there. Dr. Jeff, why do you hate so many people? Signed, offended easily. Dear bitch ass, because people are dumb. For example, this question is ignorant. Ignorant. Go play with yourself while watching Baywatch reruns, not for the women, but for David Hasselhoff.
Exactly.
Dr. Jeff, what is your favorite music lyric of all time? Mine is, I'm Too Sexy for My Cat by Right Said Fred. Signed, Stuck in the 90s. Dear fuckface, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom by Digital Underground.
That's right.
Words to live by.
Oh, I remember that. That took me back to the old RLA days.
Oh, yeah. I did that as a lyric, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. And my final one is, Dr. Jeff, what is your favorite porno? Signed, In Your Business.
Business.
Dear ass dildo, my favorite porno is the one me and your mom made while your dad was filming.
That's exactly what I thought it would be. In fact, I saw that one, and I agree. That's mine also.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to be it. That was a good job, though. Man, camera work was kind of shoddy, though.
Yeah.
Did I ever show you that? I sent that video to you and Cordell about the Chevy Silverado.
Yeah.
And the Chevy Colorado, where he's like, Chevy Colorado, your sister sucked off me and four of my friends while your dad watched from a Ford. Those are some funny videos.
Okay. Well, I guess I can do that open letter.
I'm excited about this.
Hopefully it lives up to your excitement.
I've never been let down before.
Yeah.
You've never let me down before, Jeff.
Thank you. Dear person that knows everything, guess how I feel about you? I'll give you a hint. Fuck off. Is that clear enough for you? It's awesome when you're wrong about something and everyone is there to point and laugh until you piss your pants and run home to cry yourself to sleep. You know one thing you will never understand? How to shut the fuck up. Know-it-alls and one-uppers go hand-in-hand, or in your case, hand and penis, because that's the closest you've come to touching pussy is by petting a cat. If you're a chick, the closest you've come to touching a dick is deep-throating a hot dog.
Cucumber.
Most of know-it-alls or one-uppers have no common sense whatsoever. Cool, you graduated college when you were 16, but I'm still gonna fuck the girl that's using you for money, and she'll be buying me shit with it like a TV from Best Buy while she's giving me roadhead. If you're a chick, some other chick will be fucking your guy while you're at work, sleeping in your bed, using your shower gel and shampoo.
And razor, possibly.
I'm sure you're gonna one-up this open letter because you already knew what I was gonna write. Bring it, bitches. I'll own you, steal your wallet, fuck your mom, and kick your dad's ass. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Nice. I like it. I know a few of those people.
Yeah.
You probably watched like a documentary or read an article.
Yeah. Cornell reference.
That's my surfer laugh. I do that to annoy people.
That's awesome.
I practiced.
All right. Well,
nice.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I need to check my schedule. We'll have to figure out the next time to record. Might be an extended gap because I'm going skiing.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, but I can't remember what dates it is. So we'll probably be good.
You know me, I can pretty much do it any day.
So. Oh yeah.
If we have to do it in a couple days because you're going to be gone, that's fine. I'll come up with enough shit by then.
You can sit on it for a week.
Yeah.
Release it on the regular schedule. We won't tell anyone, though.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Never.
Nice. Well, like the Facebook page, if you tell five people, let's start a pyramid scheme. You tell five people, and then have those five people tell five more people each. And pretty soon we'll be making millions of dollars.
Yeah, and I'll show you my tits.
Yeah, that's still out on the table. It's still out there. I might even show you me and my work outfit, the American flag thong and velvet bathrobe. So Jeff might even autograph his tube sock and give it to you, whoever gets the most listeners.
I'll write my John Hancock on it.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yep. And if you're really lucky, you'll be able to just stand that tube sock up in the corner of your room.
Oh, you will.
That's dirty.
So get people to like our page. Get people to listen. Tell people about it.
Yeah, write in for Dr. Jeff and keep an eye out for some maybe Brandon and Maverick videos prompting some top five lists.
Yes. I'm excited. I can't wait for that.
I'm excited too.
All right. Well, what's my final line again? Oh, yeah. If you're a dumbass, don't reproduce because we've got enough idiots in this world.
Yeah. And speaking of tube socks standing up in the corner, 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
That's true.
I know mine is.
I'm going to go masturbate.
Yeah. Do it outside. All right. See you
later.